Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer Report on rethinking training for teachers, doctors, and even organizers. The old saw that went something like those that can do and those that can't teach is getting a beating about the face and arms now as serious thinkers and practitioners in multiple fields are thoroughly beating down both the nature versus nurture mythology of the argument as well as heavily funded disciplines that aren't producing. A bunch of healthcare professionals, economists, and others looking recently at the taxpayer-funded $15 billion annual investment in intensive clinical training for wannabe doctors finishing school, and flatly questioned its effectiveness. Accountability and oversight of medical training is the heart of the issue. Teaching seems to be a more and more schizophrenic profession by the day. One minute they're all saints and salvation, and the next they're the problem and the plague. Elizabeth Green's Building a Better Teacher, How Teaching Works, is actually a fascinating book, not just about teachers, but about any profession, craft, or trade, including sports and organizing, where the arguable but unexamined bias is too often whether it's mainly about people being naturals or born to the work, or whether these are trainable, learned skills that can be used to produce excellent practitioners. Green makes the case and does a good job doing so in a fairly undogmatic manner, given the cultural and political wars around teaching these days, that it can't be about the so-called natural teachers, but has to be about breaking the pieces down, better student engagement, and good solid training that makes great teachers, and therefore, importantly, produces real learning. She also proves her case in country after country, including the irony of Japanese teachers being systematically trained on American teaching principles and research that the U.S. was ignoring, and then essentially using what they'd learned from us to kick our butts in the classroom over the last couple of decades. The argument is also age-old in organizing. Whether one just looks for the perfect pearls out there who are born to the work or thinks more deeply about how to break down the nuts and bolts that develop great organizers through training and practice is right beneath the surface of countless classic arguments in both community and labor organizing. For decades, I've come down the latter side of the argument, which I think is compelling, especially if we're ever going to get to scale, particularly to meet the global need for mass organization. The one thing we don't have to worry about in organizing is whether or not someone, anyone in fact, is going to drop $1 billion on the task. And for those of us still working, too often we're so enmeshed in the daily business of moving one foot after the other that we can't step back and do the research, evaluation, and redesign that's needed. Advocates for taking a harder look at doctors, the modern priests for many, and teachers who secularists think hold the key to our future may force those of us in the long and honorable tradition of organizing to finally get our arms around these fundamental issues as well. This is Wade Rathke. For questions and comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.